AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
And it's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, say greetings, your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs Motherfucking Podcast.
Where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, opening what it should be, it's your boy N.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking Yappy Hour on the road.
Chi-Town.
Chi-Town's edition. Make some noise! First off, we got to address the situation. Rest in peace to Timbuktu.
Yes, sir.
Also, rest in peace to EFN's grandmother. You know, I appreciate you still coming here, knowing the tragedy that you're going through and still holding it down. So we want to get that out. So let's get a little moment of silence to start this off. 1, 2, 3. Awkward moment of silence when it's music.
Mad hip-hop
it's
music. Party going in the background.
Yeah, but we in motherfucking Chi-Town, make some noise!
That's definitely a good cause we out here for, man. So it's
rest
all
in peace, Timbuktu. I want to let people know, I just got back from L.A. I'm very, exhausted. I'm still burping vodka from 3 days ago.
What you was doing in L.A.? Tell the people.
I was helping Fat secret? Joe murder his wife in a video.
What?
It's terrible. I told him I hated this concept.
He's like, what's the treatment for this?
He's killing his wife in this video.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Some Eminem shit. I fucking hated it. But he asked me to be there for him, and I just was like, fuck it. He's never told me no. So I had to go pick up the Lou Williams was out there.
I saw Drama. You took a flick with Drama.
Yeah, Drama's at the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he's over his light skin beef. So I feel like him and Drake, you know, they're over it now. So we need to get it. Where's Sig with the bud?
What's
right,
the
right here, I got you.
You got some bud? All right, yes, cool. Sir. You left the bud. You left the bud in my spot too.
Yeah. That was my
so,
bad.
So we out here in Chi-Town. It's not your first time in Chi-Town.
I came with Mayday once, but it's I like to say this is my first time, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, big up to my brother Cookie out here.
They said Nori got mad people with him. I said that's the Puerto Rican family.
It's the Puerto Rican. Make some noise for Puerto Rican side. God damn it, we are doing it out here. How's it sound? You look like you have not sniffed cocaine today. Is this true?
He's not like, today? Not yet.
Not today? Okay, how about you, Boris? You got mayonnaise coming out your knuckles? He got mayonnaise coming out his knuckles, Boris.
Whatever you want
to
say, bro.
Yo, but Timbuktu is a very important DJ to Chi-Town. And all the DJs, I like this event. All the DJs come together, and they basically live in his memory. And so we're here. We got a couple of DJs going to stop by in a little while. How you doing, Butch Rock?
I'm good, man.
You good?
Happy to be here.
Pull up to the mic.
Capone did pay for the drinks.
Capone paid for one round.
Why would I never around with Capone paying for the drinks? Why am I never around when Capone pays for a drink?
Boom,
you buying drinks, Thomas? You buying drinks?
I'm buying Bacardi tonight, baby.
And ironically, he drinks beer now. He doesn't even drink
because I've been drinking Bacardi today.
I said that when I seen him drinking beer, I said, what are you doing? This is not the classic EFN that I know.
No, he goes he goes CrossFit after this. So
you growing up. You got a baby now.
You gotta do it, yes sir.
Make some noise.
That's right.
For years, I didn't think his shit worked. I'm just throwing it out there.
Foul.
You thought he got fixed?
Because I'm just saying, man. Like, he's been going raw for quite some time.
He was around me.
Hold on.
In my mind.
But in your mind, him going raw, so he...
Cause, they shared a condom once. You know that,
this
right?
Guy.
You know Boris?
No, Boris and Sonny.
That's a crazy condom, a Haitian condom with a Peruvian wrestler.
This is news to me.
You know Boris do lucha libre.
Not
on the weekends. On the weekends, he comes with a one piece. And he comes.
But you remember that?
He comes out like Nacho Libre.
You see, he's drinking that dark. He's drinking that dark.
Do he eat the corn too?
Oh, the corn, the street corn?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I believe in science, man. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Say it again. It's fantastic.
I believe in science. I don't believe it. What does he say? I believe in science.
And he has an awkward smile and shit.
Wow. Oh, big up to John Monopoly. Yes. Big up to Sharif Williams putting this event together. John Monopoly out there handling some business with Kanye, I believe.
Yes.
And it gotta be a full time job working for Kanye, right?
I mean, it gotta be
more
like a
that.
Super full time job. You gotta understand, dealing with Kanye is like dealing with five different people in one.
Yeah.
Like you gotta deal with this Kanye, Monday Kanye, then you gotta deal with the Tuesday Kanye, then you gotta deal with the cocky Kanye, the bipolar Kanye, the humble Kanye. You gotta deal with all them Kanyes.
Cocoa
at once.
Butter Kanye.
The Vaseline Kanye.
You know what I'm saying?
Ashy Knuckles Kanye.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta deal with all the Kanyes at once.
It gotta, I would imagine like that's a full time. When I seen Tim jump in that car, I knew he was out of his mind.
But did they make that a meme so quick, though?
That was hard.
Everybody started jumping. Everybody. Who was the first nigga that ran from his press? Who was that?
Mad people did that.
No, the first one, though. Little Wayne. Who was it? Who was it that ran from? It was the interview in TMZ, and the nigga just bolted. And then the Kanye.
I have no idea.
I forgot.
Very interesting.
I'm going to get it. Nigga was doing TMZ, and nigga bolted. Little Uzi Vert.
Oh, no, that wasn't TMZ. That was Nardwuar.
He did that to Nardwuar?
Yeah, he did that to Nardwuar.
Listen, Nardwuar knows so much about you. That's kind of scary.
You know he's been trying to...
I thought he be shitting on me.
But he wants to do that South by Southwest, and you keep ducking South by Southwest.
I hate South by Southwest. Just so you know.
Yeah, you don't like festivals.
I don't like festivals because my sneakers never come back the same. My sneakers come back with corns. and shit like that. Yeah, man, people always, and you can't be mad if they step on your sneakers.
Street corn.
Yeah, street corn.
Thanks, Sonny.
That's the corn, he likes it.
Sonny, you be careful over there, all right? You be careful. You watch yourself, all right? But Rock, hit that.
I don't inhale them.
Remember we had you in overseas?
Oh, he did it.
Remember we had you overseas?
That's true.
And then you smoked?
I gotta work first.
And then I was so high, I didn't even let Poem's verse play.
I remember that too.
It was just your turn?
I wanted to kill him.
Well, we went to the casino, bro. Come on.
We was at the casino. We won a lot of money. No, I won a lot of money. I went to H&M. Nobody was getting on me because my parents was from H&M.
I'm not going to lie. You're the first man that I've seen.
He's such a compulsive gambler.
H&M. I never knew H&M could buy. I didn't know men could buy a gear from H&M.
No, but the story was, let's get it real, because I had no sweatpants. They won't let me in, and I wanted to get them so bad.
Where we left him. In what country is this, first of all?
Amsterdam. I woke up 7 in the morning.
Pants with pink buckles.
In his mind.
In my mind.
In his mind.
He got a lot of things in his mind.
This wasn't true. But what happened was, they were
bedazzled. It was bedazzled a little bit.
You are lying.
No.
Do not.
He bought it bedazzled, or did he bedazzle?
No. It had sprinkles on it.
It was good. It was a legit $30 pair of pants.
It did not have sprinkles. We couldn't get in the casino. I had to
go buy some pants.
Is that
the finger right there?
I'm going to knock it off. No, you're not going to do that. Listen, my nigga.
Whoa! I quit. I quit, y'all.
But look, we're going to leave that as an in-house. And leave it alone.
Not as a dance. Pour some of that on the thing.
Yo, but listen.
1738.
It was a fun day. Nori, we got super high. I got paranoid. Because this is when I first started smoking again.
Mm. It's true.
I got paranoid, and I watched the movie Taken before I came to Amsterdam, and I kept saying, yo, somebody gonna take us. We're gonna get taken. Nori like, yo, you bugging, my nigga.
You want to share a taxi cab?
You want to share a taxi cab?
Taxi is expensive.
I was definitely scared.
And that was the time we went to Paris too, right?
We went to Paris, we did Germany two days.
That's when Bush took this chain.
But the real shit. No.
Yo, Bush, I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on. I gotta cut you off because the funniest shit about that whole trip when we went to Pizza Pino.
And then.
The gypsies walked up to Butch and scared him so ill. Stop he gave
it. But they was a girl. They was a girl.
It was a girl.
And he was like this.
Girl.
He gave his food away.
You don't get food to a homeless lady.
This is why I was disrespectful. The lady came up to him and said, and he gave her the food. The lady went like this. I don't want this shit.
Look, that's what happened.
He said that to the lady.
He gave it.
What's going on, Drink Champs Army? There's nothing better about the holiday season than unwrapping a brand new phone, right? Until you get hit with your brand new monthly bill. Big wireless providers can really suck the joy out of the holidays. So this year, don't just upgrade your phone. Upgrade your wireless provider and switch to Mint Mobile. For a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering the best holiday deal in wireless you've ever seen. 3 months of service for only $20. That's right, 3 months of service for only $20. Mint Mobile's holiday deal is only here for a limited time. $20 total gets you 3 months of wireless service with 5 gigabytes of 4G LTE data each month, plus unlimited talk and text. So you know, where are you going wrong? You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan. You can keep your old phone number along with your existing contacts. Mint Mobile runs on the nation's fastest, most advanced LTE network. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile now. Take advantage of this Mint Mobile holiday deal before it's gone. Get 3 months of wireless for $20 and get the plan shipped to your door for free by going to mintmobile.com /drink. That's mintmobile.com/drink. That's 3 months of service for just $20 at mintmobile.com/drink.
We're leaving Pizza Pino. The lady come up to us like, "Yo, we want food. We want give us some food." Right. So I, off top, when she said that to me, I was like, "Fuck you!" Even if I wanted to give it to her, because she was mad, disrespectful.
Right.
So Butch gives her the food. She takes the food.
I don't want this.
And just throws it down. I don't want this shit.
Like, some money.
And so I was so.
But the crazy shit, the kid she had with us was with somebody. Remember the morning before when we left the hotel? The kid, she was like, "This is my kid."
Right,
my
kid.
The kid was with a whole nother person the morning before. And they was talking about they was going hard. They be going hard. But Butch is scary.
No, but Butch is my friend. It was a joke. You're my friend. But I never seen someone tugging their chain and showing their little
thing. What the fuck do you give homeless people?
That's like tugging your shit on 34th Street. But you're my brother. It is.
In front of Macy's.
Damn, Butch.
In front of Macy's.
With the police out there.
It is.
Let's go back to the finger.
And the shiny finger.
No.
Let's go have some taxis. I see some damage.
I don't like that. No, we're not doing that. But we here for a reason.
What reason
is that?
We're
in Chicago. We're in Chicago because Butch is no gypsies in Chicago.
You good.
I had to go
safe.
Lito is not in
there. Because he has a glove for Capone.
We call timeout. Let's have a piece right now before we go.
Hold on.
Y'all want to know what the finger shit is?
If he says sorry right now, I'll shut up. Tell him to say sorry right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Nah, it's all love. CNB. We out here in Chi-Town.
Yo, we got
it. We got a million stories. I'm honored to be here, even though they baking on me. Now I'm high. Fuck it.
It's dope, man. I enjoy seeing you tuck your chain in, sir.
I'll enjoy seeing Pomo
wear it. But you not going to say something about him? He's going to say you glad to take your chain in, and you going to say something about him.
Yeah, piece it out. He got creased it. And plus,
but he going to say something about
him.
I don't smoke weed, sir.
Hey, you want this from a
drink? So that quick.
That's it. It looks like a finger.
Yo, but I'ma tell y'all niggas like this. For niggas that all my brothers that been, you know, gracious to gracious on tour, I know y'all see some foul shit. But we gonna leave that
you
shit.
You might be the foulest.
I know.
Since you bring it up.
Has. God de la boca.
I'm saying,
it looks like
you got some shit on.
I got some shit on slime, too. But we gonna keep it moving.
Nah, man, I like the finger, baby.
No.
The finger's the worst.
No. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Mario, what up? You went to the Gucci store.
Man, come on. No.
Hey, we lost Charlie again? What the fuck is Charlie doing?
He's Carlito. They're fucking running around.
Yeah, that's a dangerous store combination.
Oh, my God. Charlie and Carlito.
They got waters in it?
Yeah, there's water.
They got mad.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, that's hotter than a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's hot as shit.
Grab that water.
Like you're drinking that
seven. See, that's that CNN shit. That's the N and the C.
What did you say? No. That's the N and the C.
I said he be choking like a motherfucker over here and don't grab me a water. No.
You got 1738 in your face.
Well, I can't reach it.
Drink that.
None of that.
Yeah, I remember I used to drink Remy Ma. This was probably the worst days of my life.
I seen Remy Ma and Papoose on Dr. Oz today.
That's hard.
That's hard.
That's black love.
And the questions Dr. Oz asked, the funny shit is, I was surprised because the average couple would have walked out. They answered his question. He talked about
Dr. Oz, not Dr. Phil.
No, Dr. Oz, nigga, because they was talking about her baby, how she was having complications. Okay. You know, he's a doctor. He talks about remedies
that dude
and shit.
Back here. He was an but Abigail,
it was dope.
Right?
It was dope. He was asking about jail, about her being a single mom.
I didn't know what.
All the shit was dope. That was dope.
What side conversations going on over here, man?
My man, he had a tattoo of everything. That nigga down with every gang. That nigga was blood, Chris, Black, King, Meth.
Yeah, wearing a wig.
That was ill.
I said like that.
And I was trying to act like it was normal. I was just like,
what's up, like that.
But whoa.
Yeah, but you pouring your handy, you pouring your 17.
That's a touch.
I ain't gonna lie, I remember we went to the Sauce Awards and Daz and Garup had a duel with them. And he had a shit like this. Whoa. And when he took his shit off, his whole face. Like he,
that shit was scary.
No part of his body had no tattoo. Yeah, everything. That, and I'm talking about,
The
wildest shit was, though, soon we with them, we seen them, all that. We get the Fatburger, niggas start busting. Everybody looking at him like he's supposed to hold us down because he got all these motherfucking tattoos up. Nigga, you got to do something. Get the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? Get us out of here.
Yeah.
Word. That nigga was gangster.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing? You on the gram right now?
Yeah, man. Look at Tito. Why you posting this picture? It's metrosexual.
Yo, what is that?
Let me see.
Oh, wow. So he's showing you the broken award?
No, I didn't see the broken award.
That's a cheater?
Legend different ever since
he got a cheater.
Damn.
He got a
cheater.
He broke it.
You heard about that shit?
He broke it?
He broke our award.
He broke it.
What award? He broke it.
But that...
No, but you know what?
For drink chance, man.
You know what?
It's character.
It's fucked up, but you know what? He took a picture with William H. Macy.
He sure did.
With the award. That was big. You see what happened at the, what's the name, last year at the Stanley Cup? Them niggas was on a parade
floor.
They broke their shit.
Yeah.
So we can't be mad. We won an award.
Yeah, but we didn't break it.
But we from the hood, man.
If we broke it, that would have been some other shit.
No, but it was a fan that broke their shit.
No, I know.
Yeah, they put that shit over the joint trying to... Holy shit.
Boom. 1738.
The Stanley Cup. Word. They broke that shit on the float. So we drink chance, we break the walls.
You hit somebody in the head with that bottle?
Yeah.
That's a case.
Yeah.
Serious.
It ain't breaking.
It ain't breaking.
That,
it ain't breaking.
Alright, who gonna try it? Who gonna try it?
I'm trying it already. Trust me. It's not gonna break. Trust me.
It's not
drinking.
That's why this nigga super stupid now. He still got the handy hit.
I hit a nigga in the head with that. That shit did not break.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
it was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Bush, you got to tell us how you come up with these little sketches about us.
I mean, you know, it's just being around these guys so long. No,
but you won. You won with that one sketch that you
what,
did.
Hang,
by our faces.
Hope you
yeah.
saw Vian.
Killed
that
it.
Was hard.
That was hard.
Killed it.
As he from Philippines, you know they eat dog.
From a Philippine? Oh. He's from one Philippine?
I thought that be
said. Just focus on me and him. We're about to go one on one right now. And I'm going to tell you, I'm number one with this finger right here. I didn't let you know.
We even.
Say sorry.
Right
now. Say sorry.
I'm sorry. Which finger is it? Which finger is it?
I don't know, but I got to wash my hands after this right here.
We're brothers.
I had Capone in my club the other night, you know.
Which one of y'all had on the same pair of socks for a weekend?
Oh, that's Capone.
No, that was Bush.
We went on tour to Germany. This guy, he has 500 outfits with one pair of socks. I say no fair, but he's like, hold up, they're insulated. I say, don't matter. We've been here 30 days already. Come on.
Nigga, Bush.
Why are we wrestling right now?
Oh, because you don't want me to give my shit up. Because right. You had one pair of drawers.
All right. And what does my room smell like? Tell everybody.
This shit smell like
rice. Go ahead.
Doodle.
It smell like rice.
This shit smell like rice.
I ain't gonna lie. Your room is racist.
Why?
Because it smells like rice.
That's
racist.
But when you sweat, do you sweat rice?
His room on the road?
Yo, I swear to God. He be having a crack
cook rice.
Yo, he has a crack pot.
HR in this fucking program. So. This is racist, bro.
It's the only nigga like that go to Japan.
You're making sticky rice in your room?
Oh, nah, I ain't gonna lie. It does, though. Yeah, for real.
From go to his room right now.
The room's like right there. From the walk.
Go to phone room.
We went to walk.
Go to phone room.
Go to phone room.
That
shit smell the best.
Go to phone room.
Tell the truth.
Go to phone room.
Who smell the best?
Go to phone room.
Look at his. Who room smell the best on the tour?
Stop waving that.
Look.
Stop waving
that. Who room smell the best on the tour? Niggas be walking in my room like, damn, nigga, this shit smell like fruits and berries.
In the daytime, it's not, but in the nighttime, when you become phone room. I'm just saying, I don't know what goes on. It's a Capone. I love Capone.
The smell change, though.
This is, yeah, we go.
Right, peace, no more. Let's,
peace, no,
let's
more,
talk
no
about
more.
What we're
now,
we
have before. This is tall talk. We're going to call this. Let's
talk about basketball.
Locker room talk. Locker room talk.
Basketball?
No.
You didn't change your shorts for like a week.
Garlic little yada. Time out. Speedos earlier this morning.
That was an ill combination. A mink and Speedos.
Didn't Paul have a mink and Speedos? Who was with us earlier?
Hold on.
Nah.
You gonna keep talking too loud, bro?
No, God. Here we go.
No, we having fun. That's,
we having fun.
See, that's the thing is, you gotta have fun with your
gotta
buddies.
Have fun.
Even when they room smell like rice.
But Rock is not taking this as fun. He is taking this personal. He's taking this fully personal. He's going to get you back later
he'd
on.
Only, he'd only fire.
He's not going to let your verse play this whole time.
Nah,
yo,
I got
put so high in F's there once.
Now, this is true. I didn't mean it. Oh, my God.
That he never let Capone perform.
I'm not going to lie.
He was so high. He would just play my verse and then go to another dick.
Yo, so,
oh, okay.
This guy was so high.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the yonder
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, you
right
were so
here.
High. You remember that, bud?
I do.
You remember
that's
that?
The yonder.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got yonder.
I just want the bag. You can take all the stuff.
That's what's funny.
But you leave the stuff in the bag. It's
good.
That's it. In the bag. I want the bag. It's
nice.
I still want the bag.
I'm going to
give you a bag, but where's the shirt and the hat I
need? I got it all over there.
That shit ain't
no good. He already got robbed.
We got
Aragamo.
Okay, guys, so look, we're going to go around the room. We want to ask everybody, this is New Year's. What are people grateful for? What happened this year? Did you like this year? You hate this year? You want to jerk this year off? You want to make love to this year? Guys, start with you, EFN.
He jerking
the
year
off. Punch Rock. Go that way.
Okay.
I'm grateful for my family.
Okay. And your daughter's a superstar.
My daughter, congratulations. Thank you. Shout out to my daughter, man.
Talking to the mic,
bro. She's one of the best dads, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so are you.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody, I take pride in being a father.
Right.
And my daughter's a senior in college.
You're mad annoying, though.
That means I'm pretty old.
I could tell you like a groupie, like already. She's like.
I just the number one supporter.
I ain't gonna lie. She looks like, Dad, please, you can miss a couple games.
Honestly, I did miss a game. I missed a game because the flight was delayed, and I seen the game on TV at the bar in the airport, and I seen her looking for me in the stands.
You think you embarrass your daughter?
Nah, never. I don't make no scenes.
They're gangster duo, though.
Mm-hmm. I never make no scenes with her.
Nah, but I'm just saying, you know.
But I don't scream. I'm not that type if she's having a bad game.
My son is not, I'm not cool to my son, Noah.
I let her have it, he looks at me like an old guy. Oh, no, no.
He's like, come on.
My kid invites me to roll, but I don't know. Maybe she invites me to pay for shit.
But you get bit with your daughter, though.
I do.
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
She...
I think my son and my daughter's gonna try to get drunk and meet tomorrow.
But how old is she?
I think
she's 21.
It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna.
No, she's
you know what it is. She's in
my daughter's 20 now. My son's 18.
She's in college, so she drinks.
But I'm not getting high.
She's in college, so she drinks without me.
Right.
You know what I mean? What's the
drinking age? 18?
21.
She's 21?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm an old dude.
We all are.
Damn. She's 21? I'm old, B.
Oh,
Jesus, that makes you prehistoric.
I'm definitely
prehistoric.
I love it.
He's a fossil.
I got ERP, bro. I'm winning.
So, Pony, this is your clothesline, 1976.
Yeah.
I assume that's when the year you was born,
because
that's your industry age, right?
Huh?
That's your industry age.
No. I don't like that. EFN, you the only nigga sitting here looking like Benjamin Franklin.
I ain't gonna lie, Pullman 49 for 4 years.
I want to turn 49. That's the real shit.
Niggas don't make it to 49.
Right.
That's real.
The thing about age is that you gotta embrace it.
Right.
If you don't want to embrace it, you're gonna lose it.
Yeah.
Some niggas that don't want to get old. Nigga, I want to get old.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, you're good. You either be new you or rich old me.
Rich old me, you know what I'm saying? You hit it on the nail, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Well, like you said, you was grateful for your family. I was grateful for Drink Champs transition. Us actually, you know, we kind of kicked Revolt ass this year. A lot of people don't know what I mean by that is we actually delivered 50 episodes.
Mm.
Oh, 49? 30 something?
We finished our 50 episodes.
50 episodes, like, for people that don't know.
Yeah.
Like I kill myself every night we do this shit. Like when
riot,
we do this
man.
Shit, I don't
I'm
fake not drink. I don't fake not smoke.
We've never faked.
This is my first time not drinking.
But you don't have no Bacardi, so you're faking.
I'm about to start right now.
I drink enough, trust me.
But Yeah, yeah, man. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for Drink Champs expansion because we were expanding. We got a couple of new deals coming out. We got a couple of ventures. And I like the fact that we're being ourselves and we're controlling shit the way we want to control it. Like, we're not here drinking pink Cisco and, you know what I'm saying, and painting my fingernails. You know what I'm saying? We're being exactly who we are. EFN is not going to dye his beard. He's going to stick to it. It's going to be who he is. He's gonna stick to his vinyl. Right.
Unless Just For Men comes with that $1 million check.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's just it. It got to be salt and pepper.
You going to leave some?
You going to leave some?
No, I can't do the whole
you,
thing.
You going to do Dalmatian.
I don't even remember you regular.
Come on. You don't remember?
Yo, you had great when you was 12.
Let's talk about that finger now. I know you can't
right now.
Yo,
We're doing what we want, and it's expanding, and it's working. EFN got his Coming Home series that he's going to expand on. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of things that I want to do. I want to and we just leaning towards it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to have positive opinions, positive minds, and just us continue to do. Is there any DJs back there? The DJs want to come back? No, they can come back.
Yeah, man, we want to talk about the history of Chicago, man.
And we gotta find out what time is somebody getting shot. You can't go to Chicago.
No, I'm grateful that my daughter, this is her first year in college.
Congrats,
and she goes to college for theater. She goes to Rutgers University, full ride.
Nice. Mad smarter than you. Let's make some noise for that.
Mad smarter than you.
That's what we want. I used to cheat on Pone's homework in jail. I used to cheat off his homework. This nigga's mad smart.
I got him through college. I might have got a GED and all that for him.
Definitely went too far. You went too far, but I used to cheat on you. He used to have the homework, like in jail. I was like, yo, you did your homework? You know we're not home, right?
That was a good one.
Killed that.
Nah, but on another note, on the same note, but my daughter, the thing is, my daughter is in theater. And she's been having scouts come and scout her, and she just got her first paid performance in a real play outside of school. She got a job. She's doing good. My youngest daughter, she's in high school. She made the cheerleading squad. So me, I'm grateful for everything that I couldn't be as a kid for my kids to be. You feel what I'm saying? I couldn't be the best basketball player. I couldn't be the cheerleader. I couldn't do all that. I went to jail at 15. My kids is doing what I want them to do. So, and then another thing I'm grateful of is that I get to see all the people around me that's involved in my life doing something positive. Like, I haven't had nobody get shot this year.
God bless.
I lost a few people, but it wasn't because of violence. Right.
Queensbridge been calming down, too.
Queensbridge didn't have a shooting for a whole year.
Y'all got that block, the thing they put on the block?
It hit a gunshot, so when you shoot...
No, you're talking about the light.
No, but they got
that
the thing.
That been there, right?
That been there, but they got the thing that when you shoot, the police don't got to go through your project speeding, looking for the gunshots.
Oh, go straight
it tells
to
them
that?
Where the gunshots are.
Oh, holy shit.
It tells them. They got them in all the hoods. And tell them where all the gunshots come from.
That's why they don't even know she was.
Nah, as soon as you shoot, the police coming right to your block.
Exactly.
If you shoot on 41st and Vernon, it's coming right. They coming right to 41st because they got the speakers, the gunshot joints.
Oh, so now you can't.
You can't just bust off from the hood.
Glad I'm out there. I'm glad I'm out of this shit.
Yeah.
Hell,
you know,
I'm square like a bear, baby.
That's the thing. We gotta be grateful for the things that's positive in our life, because so much negative shit that happens in people's life And with social media, we tend to pick on shit like that.
Well, social media is terrible.
It's terrible.
You can get like, you know how they say Vegas is like Sin City.
Yeah.
You can get every bit of negativity that you want. You can just turn off. So me personally, mm-hmm. I wake up certain days. I don't go on social media for 2-3 hours. Mm-hmm. I don't use my phone. I just want to just sit back because I don't want to let it run my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like for instance, like the Kanye thing, Kanye mm-hmm. and Drake.
Yeah.
If you went on Twitter that day, you had to indulge with Kanye and Drake. You had to.
That and pulled you into it.
Pulled you into it. And I don't want to be like that.
It's like, you can't wake up and think positive when you open social media. Because the moment you try to think positive, it's going to be some negative shit that punch you right in the fucking face. Right. And you may not look like it dictates your day, but your whole mind frame, that's what social media, it dictates your day. Not knowingly, like mental, if I'm looking at subconsciously, it dictates your day. So me with saying that is that I'm grateful that Drink Champs is winning. Mm. I got my clothing line. Mm. All my brothers is winning. We got the cooking show. We got food shows. We got shit that we thought that we couldn't do 20 years after dropping the War Report. Right. We would never think that we would be sitting here talking shit, drinking,
This belly tastes like 1738 right now.
Salute. Salute.
This is like a real drink.
Salute.
This shit tastes like Jesus piss.
We sitting here drinking Bel Air Jesus piss.
What is Jesus piss
but
right
I like
now?
It. I like it. Jesus piss. Yo, some good
come
shit.
Come on, the DJs, let's get in here. Come on, man.
But we having fun.
Come on, Sonny. Switch up. Switch up.
I'm going to give up the seat for the DJ.
What did you say, Sonny? Give him the seat for the DJs. Come on. Say your name. Introduce where you from for people.
I'm the Twilight Tone. I'm from Goel.
From where?
I'm the Twilight Tone from Goel, Chicago.
Okay, let's make some noise for that. Goddamn it. Now, what's your relation to Timbuktu and everything?
Tim. If I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, Tim is Luke Skywalker.
I like the way you put that.
I wasn't a Star Wars fan.
And how did Tim pass away?
Tim transitioned due to renal cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. God bless.
Because this whole event is a cancer event, right?
For awareness?
It's
for
cancer awareness.
Well, it's health awareness.
Okay.
Mm. Cancer is the cause of why Tim wanted people to be, especially so-called men of color, aware of their health. We don't go to the doctor. We don't see therapists. Right. We don't. That's not hard.
Yo, Sonny,
that's
no one cool. asked you to pop that, bro. Continue.
Sorry, go on. So the event is to bring about awareness. For health.
Right.
Yeah. This is not do your own thing show, okay? This is the same Drink Champs, all right? Yes. The fuck? Sorry, man. Very unprofessional people, man.
It's all good.
I'm gonna kick him in his fucking. I don't know where. Fucking foul friend. So sorry, man. So
it's
sorry,
all good.
Man. Gotta stay focused, man. Come on.
Focus.
So, definitely not focused.
So Chi-Town, so how is the meaning of Chi-Town? What is Chi-Town? If somebody never came to Chi-Town before, what would you say to them?
Well, you guys call Queensbridge Kuwait and Lefrak Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
My people, we don't call Chicago Chi-Town.
Mm, they call it Iraq.
No.
Chi-Town.
What? No.
Chi-Town. What do y'all call it?
We call it Goel.
The real Goel?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Goel.
Oh, let's make some noise so us get schooled.
So understand that it is a Mason-Dixon line that sucks. You got 5%, you got 10%, you got 85%.
Right.
There's nothing shy about Chicago. This is where gangbanging came from.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And Chicago's made of many towns, so it's not a fucking town.
Right.
It's a city.
What happened with Spike Lee's movie?
Some bullshit.
I never got to see it. So can you put me on? I don't know. I just know that people from here didn't like it.
Well, because when the buildings fell in New York,
yes,
the Twin Towers, nobody was making a fucking musical satire of all those people that lost their lives. So why the fuck you gonna do that to our city? And we love Spike Lee, but that was a blatant disrespect. You make a fucking Mary Poppins musical about people dying in the streets.
Because it was like political, because you were pussy for violence. Like
I think they said the girls was going on strike.
Yeah, it's like how you gonna make you know what I'm saying?
It's more,
I think he means in general.
In general, the whole premise of the film to make a musical over this, the shit that happened in Chicago is beyond gentrification. You basically took one project, knocked it down, left rack, and then you knocked down Queensbridge, and then you sent all the niggas out to fucking East New York. And wonder why people killing each other.
You got a lot of New York history.
Yeah, he knows shit. He knows shit.
You got family in New York?
I've been going to New York since 89.
Okay.
Salute. Yes, salute. Yes, I respect that, man.
I used to run with these kids, the Mop Tops, in Brooklyn.
Oh,
Mop
Tops.
You might have to school us to the Mop Tops.
The Mop Tops are some dances from Canarsie.
Oh, okay.
I got my license in Canarsie.
So I've been doing this. I went to the New Music Seminar in 89 with my first group. The second year in 90, I went with my second act, which was Common.
Common Sense back then.
Common Sense back then. And I got them signed. So this is a long legacy and long history. And we take this shit very seriously.
As you should.
And there's very few of us that exist that we not fanboys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we just here, and I'm here to represent those people.
Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else want to say something? Anybody? Come on. Don't be shy, nigga. This is nigga shit.
Yeah, it is your town, guys.
They good.
We're here for y'all.
They good.
Nah, but keep elaborating. Keep elaborating.
What do you want?
It's not as infinite, I can say.
I mean, yeah, and break down the history of Chicago's hip-hop scene, just going back to... So, like, what was the scene when y'all started? We're doing Common Sense.
Right.
No Idea, obviously, was involved as well.
Yeah, that was my production partner.
So what was the scene like back then, Ron?
There was no scene. We created it. From nothing.
I believe that.
Crucial Conflict too. That's before that.
Crucial Conflict was way later.
Twister was around though.
Twister was around, but again, it's different.
Pep was
different scene. Like different scenes
when they came with that innovative style.
Yeah.
That was later. That was mid 90s.
Yeah, yeah, that was definitely
when
later.
When we first came out, as I was explaining to the brothers, Chicago is a very independent city, and we created this thing called, some people call it house music. Just like y'all in New York, y'all didn't really say hip hop. I'm down with this dude, these dudes, the Beatnuts. And I had a conversation with my man Juju, and he was like, back in the day, we never said hip hop.
Shout out to Juju, man.
Yeah,
y'all were label mates at Relativity.
Yeah, Relativity. Right. Juju said, we would say, you rock? Yeah, I rock. You rock? Yeah, I rock.
Right.
And that was it. It was some people outside of the shit calling this shit hip hop. Just like people outside of shit saying house. Now, the reason I'm bringing this point up is in Chicago in the 80s, the mid 80s to the late 80s, we didn't fuck with nothing but Chicago. We only listened to dance music. As a whole, we didn't fuck with rap music. That's why, for the longest time, Chicago never got shout outs on rap records until the mid 90s. So, when we were coming up, when I moved back to Chicago, because I grew up here in Southeast Louisiana, when I came back, Cass wanted to hear, we wanted a little change. We wanted to hear, you know, breaks. And then there was an evolution happening in music, whether it was hip hop or whether it was dance music, and this was the signs and the symbols of that. You had Delight, you had Jungle Brothers and De La Soul, you had Brand New Heavies, and you had Soul to Soul.
Right.
Those records helped to bridge Chicago. That helped bridge a lot of people, not even just Chicago, but club kids in New York.
Queen Latifah was doing it too.
Latifah, so it helped to bridge the gap. And I was DJing at the time, and that helped me bridge a lot of house or disco cats over to hip hop.
Jungle Brothers.
Brothers as a whole, they helped
that made, that made the whole New York scene get on house music to a different level.
It just made it more free. When the native when I was coming to New York in the late 80s, New York was wild and a motherfucker. And you know, I don't mean just getting stuck up. Yeah. I mean, like, just style. I saw niggas make hats out of Sunkist cans and shit. It's crazy.
She was innovative in New York at that time.
New York was innovative, and that's one of the things I applaud about New York. Y'all had your own thing. You had your own gangs, you had your own style, and if you and when you came there, you had to be on point. When we came there from Chicago, that first year when I came with my group, man, we had to be extra, extra on point. Like, we was black people and y'all was white people. We had to be extra dope. When I came with Rashid, we had to be extra dope. So the scene in Chicago, as I know I appear young, I was like the first to bring hip hop to the mainstream here in the city.
Wow.
To the club scene, to where parties where girls was actually at.
Yeah.
Cause before me, the hip hop parties would be looking just like this.
Sausage party.
The sausage.
Okay. It wasn't hip hop, it was sausage.
So,
you know Pink Polo Kanye?
Huh?
You know Pink Polo Kanye?
Stop playing.
With all due respect, Kanye is my little brother.
Wow.
He's my little brother, he's if I'm a senior in high school, he's in grammar school. And I say that with all due respect. So Kanye looked up to us.
You see the difference of like individuals? Like, meaning, you know, people change. It's just the evolution of time. Do you see it, like, it changed for better or?
In Kanye?
Yeah, in Kanye.
I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to step outside of Kanye and I'm going to present it to you like this, Nori. If you don't have wise advisors around you, and your wisest advisor is your mom, and you lose her over whatever.
Deep.
I don't, like, you was a wild dude. Yeah. I know your history.
Deep.
You gonna get wild.
Right. Right.
And somebody say some shit, you gonna run on a stage and say, I think Beyonce should win this, and you gonna, and, you know,
right.
And you got money.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go, I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
I think to tell you the truth, and me, this is me outside looking in, just because I'm in the industry doesn't mean nothing. I think that he doesn't know how big he is. I think that he doesn't. I think he does things, and it's so much of a minute thing, but he's so much of at a bigger level that the minutest shit he does, it comes off as the biggest shit. But I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows his power.
And you know what? As your partner,
that makes him a little bit more dangerous.
As your partner,
you know what I'm saying? Because you got to know your power. Like,
look, as your partner, I'm gonna say this because we partners, and sometimes we think alike, but sometimes we think different. I'm gonna think a little different on this. I think he knows exactly how big he is, but he puts it out there just to test the waters. Sometimes people do that. They know. Let me try this. Let me put a shoestring out there and put some green stripes on it and see if they bite on that.
I think
that's what he do. Like, he puts it out there just for people to just to get a reaction. Because Kanye is not a he's a reactional person. You have to make Kanye react off of something to get his attention. And everything Kanye, you don't hear Kanye come out to as somebody attacking him. So he feels like his back is against the corner. And then he reacts. He's never the first one to act. So I think he throws shit and see if the people do something. And then when they act on it, then he reacts a certain way to what the energy he put out to the atmosphere.
Well, let him respond to that.
Well, I can't speak on how Kanye comes up with the shit that he comes up with.
I don't think nobody can.
And I've worked with Kanye. I produced for Kanye.
Put my glass over with it.
I think, like most people that have been overlooked and not given a shot, even when he was producing for Rockefeller, they didn't take him seriously. Right. He was a micro to the macro. People don't take us seriously. Now we run this shit. We run it. And the lesson in that is, like, man, be careful how you treat people. Mm-hmm. New York, be careful how you treat people. Like I said, I've been going to New York since the late 80s. Be careful, because now the South ain't never letting that shit go.
But we learned that lesson with that, too.
Nah, I think we drifting off.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get on the point. So the
car, yeah. I think, and it's sometimes hard for me to say things like this, you know, being a black man. I think that as a black man, he has to take responsibility. Like, you just have to.
Of course.
You just have to, you know, for the Trump thing, I want to be careful. I despise that moment. I really was upset because it wasn't that he said he liked Trump. It was how he said he liked Trump. Now me, I'm an energy person. Like, if I walk into a room, I know your energy. And Trump, when he gave him his five, that wasn't a five. Like, you my man.
Nah.
It was like, get away. And I just despise that moment.
It was a five, like, you know I'm using you right
and,
now.
And then here's the crazy, no. It wasn't like he was using them. Because it was like, yeah, you're right.
It was.
Right.
He was he said it blatantly. Use Kanye. Said it.
And that's the reason why, like, that's why this is important. Because I know I can talk to Kanye way better. Like, I know I can say him, come on, brother. Like, you don't like Trump. Right. You're just being a troll. Like, no, there's nothing that you can like Trump other than one thing. He did sign the act that we could all get our publishing from 1970. Yeah. Nah, that's real. The one good thing he signed.
Right now, he's doing the criminal justice.
You gotta understand, that is not Trump. But you gotta understand, in Trump administration, he has a nigga just like me, you, and you.
Of course, you're right. It's just like when Andre 3000 wore the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Andre 3000 wore it, but then he explained it. He took responsibility for it. He said he's trying to, and that's all we kind of want. Like, we just kind of want him to just, you know what I'm saying?
But see, Trump, Kanye, you gotta also understand.
But coming back here was good.
Excuse me, y'all.
As an outsider looking in.
Excuse me.
It's the finger?
No.
Finger back.
What's going on here? It doesn't look good, by the way. Bless you.
The finger back.
You're not laughing at me, Queen. The love.
You was just over here.
But listen, now listen. But the thing about it is, when you reach a certain level in business, you're going to respect another businessman.
And with Kanye,
like right now, right, with Drink Champs, with anything CNN do in business, we're gonna respect business. We're gonna respect another business entity coming
you
to
lost
us.
Me, Colin. What are you talking about?
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is with Kanye, is that it's not about him being Trump, pro Trump. Kanye respects business. That's
like
narcissistic.
I think he's Tekashi 6ix9ine. I think he's a troll.
No.
I think that's what he is. He actually said it. He said, I'm a bigger troll than Tekashi 6ix9ine and 50 Cent.
I don't know that I can agree with you on that one.
He said it out of his own mouth.
He said it out of his own mouth. Because it's business.
The thing about it is this. Hear me out.
If you used to get attention,
you have to get that attention no matter what. Because that's your drug. Right. That is your actual drug. You have to get that attention. Fame is the worst drug ever, by the way. I'll kid you not. I've seen people come in, humble people, and get a fucking bit of starstruck, and then they sign their autographs, and they motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, tucking their chain in and showing San Jose. You know what I'm saying?
But a millionaire is going to watch a billionaire's move to try to get to his level, is what I'm trying to say.
No, I understand that.
Kanye, what I'm trying to say is, he's watching his whole moniker right now is he's trying to be the richest nigga. He's about business.
I think the fact that the plant in Calabasas, I think that's ill. The plant that he has in Calabasas, I can't reach it, bro. I'm sorry.
What, the Yeezy plant?
You can't reach it.
He has a whole thing in Calabasas. Yeah. I mean, what y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to work or y'all want me to fucking hand out waters, man? Come on, what the fuck?
Okay, give everybody a water, son.
Jesus.
Nah, but the thing is, millionaires follow billionaires. Thousandaires follow millionaires. That's the laws of the land.
Right.
If I'm gonna watch a motherfucker get money,
I appreciate you.
It's just like if you go on the street and you're a dime selling nigga, you gonna watch the nigga selling bricks. That's the ways of the land.
Well, I can't let Capone get away with this.
It is. You're not gonna tell me it's not. Cause when you was in the street and you was selling dimes, who was you watching?
That got nothing to do with Kanye, brother.
But it has something to do with a billionaire and a multimillionaire. It's business. You're not looking at it. When you look at a person whose main purpose is out for business, his goal is to build the plant, to bring these factories back to America, to bring factories into Chicago, is what? Business. So his business objective is, let me look at Trump. Trump made $1 billion off these hotels.
Did he?
Listen to what I'm trying to say. We don't know this. He may know something we don't know. But him emulating.
Who, Kanye?
Yes.
About Trump?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
Can you call Trump right now?
Can you?
No. Can Kanye?
I call Hov.
Yes.
I call Nas.
That's the difference.
I don't know. I don't buy it.
Pop Daddy.
I mean,
I understand what you're saying.
It's business.
But I just think there's so many more businessmen you can look up to than you look up to this man.
If I'm a 100 millionaire, I'm going to follow.
More self-made, real self-made businessmen.
It ain't too many.
But there's more out there than
but
this
not
one.
With the
I think
Hov
is a bad example. I think Hov is.
No,
I think
but you can't use Hov as an example because that's your competition.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be. Your brother should not be
a
competition.
I know, it should be.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Your brother shouldn't be a. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Hold on, let me cut you off for 1 second. I went to Jay-Z's concert in Miami, Florida when Jay-Z and Beyonce was there. And I looked at Biggs. Biggs looked at Jay-Z, and he was the happiest I've ever seen an individual can be for another individual. That's more what we got to spread. That man looked at Jay-Z on stage and said, I don't get a dollar of this shit, but this is something I created, I started, and he stood there, and he was so happy watching his homeboy on stage. I walked up to Biggs, I said, I need better friends.
And you just reiterated everything
friends.
I said, Bob.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that man stood there and watched his homeboy that he came up with, you know,
transform.
And he supported it. He don't make a dollar off of that. Right. We gotta start supporting. Like when if you win, I win. Mm. I don't have to go up there and accept the speech. When you accept the speech, if you win, I win. Right. And I think that's what we gotta do. The problem is we're always in competition with each other. We always wanna outdo the. I don't give a fuck, man. If you can drink more Bella than me, drink more, motherfucker. Like fuck it, I'm gonna drink what I drink, and that's that. But I think Kanye, I think that he lives in competition. Me personally, I live for competition. I wake up in the morning and I want to beat my son to the fucking bathroom before him. Because I want to piss on the toilet and let him learn. You see, when you put your ass down there, that's pissed. That's real. You got to wake up in the morning. You got to teach your kids. You got to do that. I'm about it. I'm about that shit. Yeah, for real. I don't want him to. You know, you wake up in the morning, you gotta look. You know, shit.
When I know when I come to the crib, I'm beating all y'all niggas.
Yeah. I'll let you use my bathroom, sir. You'll never be about my bathroom, sir. I got personal, but you gotta relax.
I'm definitely not looking.
You gotta relax.
I don't want to use it.
There's
things in there I don't want to see.
But I think that that's what more we gotta spread. I think Kanye messing with Big U. You know who Big U is? Big U is. That's South Central. That's Crenshaw.
That's prominent.
The fact that he even like you know he, this is why Kanye is very smart. Because one day, Snoop was dissing him, and then he
wore
to Snoop's big homie.
You see he wore the shirt
but
though.
He went to Snoop big homie.
You see
that's
he wore the
Snoop's
shirt
big
though.
Homie.
But did you
no
see?
No one
wore
can say. Yeah,
you
yeah,
see
yeah,
when
yeah.
Snoop dissed him, the first thing he did the next day was put the shirt on.
This is what I'm trying to
tell
you.
It's all up.
I don't think he knows how powerful.
I said
he is.
It's all up.
I'm trying to tell you. I don't think he knows how powerful.
I think he knows exactly what he.
Maybe, but it's a good chance that he doesn't. It's a good chance that I'm just saying. It's a good chance that we listen. It's times that people come up to me and be like, "Yo, when you say something," I'll be like. Because I don't listen to this podcast like other people listen to this podcast. Yeah. They listen to this every day. I live this. So when a person comes up to me and says, brother, man, when you did this, I'll be looking at them like, nigga, I don't remember. I did 155 fucking episodes. You know what I'm saying?
But that was a good talk about Kanye. Now back to you, brother.
Mm-hmm. And Kanye and Trump. I don't know how you make that.
Because that's
oh, come
that's
on, man. Let's kill that.
That was at 1738.
I don't like it.
I just think he wanted to talk to somebody who was empowered to maybe make some change.
Right. I think he got to go back to his brother. I think he got to. I think to tell you the truth, Hov is. You know who will give you the best advice? A person who don't want to give you advice. They will always give you the best advice. Because I'm going to be honest with you. He needs that Brooklyn talk. He needs that Brooklyn and Chi-Town talk. Like, you know, sometimes you just gotta tell your friend, shut the fuck up. And it's something simple like that, and vice versa. Like, yo, listen, because you can tell, and this is real shit, from Drake's tweets, the tweets that he tweeted about Drake, you can tell he's a young man still. There's a part of him that didn't grow up. Yeah, it's a part of Because my dude, me and you have problems. I would never write three pages.
No,
about
but even
you
even with the shit he talk about, if something happened to me, know that Drake, that was the wackest shit ever.
I was in one of the shows where he was like, "Yo, Jay-Z, don't send your killers after me."
Yeah, I was at that show.
I was like, "No, Kanye,
I seen that
we don't say shit
that was crazy. We don't do shit like that. Like, that's where we draw the line at. Like,
but let me just tell you something. He has transcended. He's gonna be what do we call? Don't nobody kill me, but he's gonna be what we call not black in a minute. Like he's gonna be.
He's gonna be
in a whole other race.
I'm not even gonna lie.
He's gonna
be the Kardashian.
Yeah,
that's gonna do
all
that too.
Yeah. That's all of
that's
it.
That's the Kardashian. No. Not all of it because he has control.
He has
no control.
He the producer.
And you know what I realized? That's where Kanye wants to be. Like, sometimes you gotta respect where a nigga wanna be. When you go at a nigga family and you go at a shit and the nigga don't tell you, don't go at my family, and the nigga automatically go at you like, fuck you, nigga, I'll fuck you up, I shoot you, I kill you, that's different. But when the nigga say, don't go against my family and all that, and you a Kardashian, that's different, my nigga.
Don't give Kamala no more 1738.
No more 1738.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Very educational.
You can play with all you want.
I know what you're saying.
Every nigga that got with the Kardashian, what happened?
I mean, it's the curse. That's like getting with the Cerulean.
What happened?
It's like getting with the Cerulean.
I fucking nigga said this shit.
It's like going to give it one main. If you give it one main, something's going to happen.
I love one main. Shout out to Booty Moo. But, when you get with the Kardashian, my nigga, it's never been a nigga right. And it's nothing, I don't even know the Kardashians. I have nothing like ill will. But it's never been a black man that came on top out of fucking with a Kardashian. Man.
Not yet.
It might be Travis Scott. And he's a Jenner. She's a Jenner, but she's still a Kardashian.
Now that made sense, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for coming back.
He turned it around.
I didn't know where he was at before. I'm like, what?
But you gotta. Sometimes you gotta go around and trap once, and then come back.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's real.
I think honestly, a hip hop union is very necessary. I think that
you talked about this shit. Like
I think
years
yeah, no,
ago,
but
you
I think
about a lot on here.
I think, but let me just tell you something. I think that we should hold each other accountable. Meaning, like, if we out there, like, it should be like. I'm sorry to say it like this, but it should be some type of gang shit. Like, not gang per se, but the structure.
Yeah.
Meaning, listen, if you're gonna be in hip hop,
that's right,
and you're gonna feed your family off of this, you should have some morals.
Right.
And you should have a guideline right. of something that you live by. Otherwise, you shouldn't get no money off of this
shit.
You know what I'm saying? I really feel
Let
like
me
that.
Tell you some of the smartest shit you should
Don't
say,
change
right?
the subject, man.
No, this is real.
Right.
This is real.
Don't talk about pineapples and, orange juice.
This is like this when Chris Lighty was alive.
God bless.
Like we was talking about this shit, the hip hop union. Remember we was talking about with Leo. I mean with Kevin Lyles.
And the nigga like yo, we should make it.
No,
I think
but listen, I'm not saying them.
David Banner.
This is the talk we had. And it's like yo, why if you make 20 million and this nigga make 20,000 and we're in the same game. Take 1,000 if everybody that's getting money and put it towards the people that don't make the same money and give them benefits because people
don't
understand
that rappers. Let me say it for you better.
Rappers don't have health insurance.
Let me say it for you better. If me and you both come to the game together,
yeah,
we got 10 years together, I may be a little bit more successful, right? But that doesn't mean your health care should be less than mine. That's what you're trying to say.
Fact.
You're trying to say, if we both got that's
we should
truth.
Both have health care.
Yeah, if we both in the
not
game
even less than yours,
yeah.
I should not have
right.
health care.
Yeah.
If I'm in the same game you in.
Yeah.
If you're a motherfucking doctor,
like
you should be able to
like
have health care.
Like this is a prime example.
Right.
To me, if you put in time in hip hop, like if Rakim gets sick right now,
he shouldn't have no worries. For benefits.
It should be, you know, everybody from Hov to Nas,
everybody.
Everyone is going
to the nobody.
The
blueprint is SAG. I keep saying it, and people don't understand it.
But
SAG for actors, that is the blueprint
that
can be copied.
Because SAG
They give, soon as you, the thing with SAG, you say 20 words right, in a movie, you get AFTRA. No, this is real, my nigga.
Yeah.
You say 20 words in a movie, you get AFTRA automatically. And the motherfuckers that don't know, if you down with SAG and you ain't got AFTRA, you better go sign up for that shit.
Yeah.
You get AFTRA immediately. That means if you put out an album under BMI, ASCAP, any of that shit, where they take your publishing, you should get fucking health shit.
Yeah.
What you should get health.
What is BMI, ASCAP, and what is it for?
It's just somebody who goes get your money for you.
Yeah, someone.
It's the middleman. It's the middleman. You gotta have one of them.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's the middleman because the thing about it is you can't track down all your spins. You can't literally be in Russia, you know, Switzerland, all at the same time. So what they do is they hire a company and they track down your spins. They track down your publishing. So let's suppose, because you get paid for everything every time your shit get played.
Yes,
a lot of people don't know
I think
that.
He knows it. I think he just saying, like, why do we need it?
But
why
I think he's asking that question.
We don't.
Another thing is taking accountability.
Well, right now, sorry to cut you off. Right now, they got the new thing, which is the digital
sound exchange.
Sound exchange.
Which
and that could be direct.
Royalty Network was doing this shit fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Royalty Network was doing that shit. Nas was the first nigga that signed Nas and DMX. Remember, DMX cut his whole fucking, his whole publishing deal off and signed the Royalty Network. He like, well, I'm giving y'all 40% of my money. These niggas can take 10% and collect the same money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah. Now it's direct.
It's direct.
Yeah. Now they actually come to you, give you $600,000, give you like $700,000, and say, but I want to collect your royalties for the next 2 or 3 years.
That's different.
Publishing was dope back then.
We both had publishing deals.
If you knew how to do it,
we'd have never signed them.
It's all a racket.
The thing about publishing deals, we'd have never signed them because everybody who got jerked back in the days in the game, what they got jerked over?
They publish.
I made a lot of money off publishing, man. Let me just make some notes for that, man.
We all did. I mean, like I said, we both did. But the thing about it is, I wouldn't have signed a publishing deal if I knew the things that I knew now.
The pluses of publishing is when you ever like turn on John Madden, or you ever turn on a video game, you ever turn on a movie, and you see your record is there. Like you don't physically do that. They come. So that's
placement.
They do placement. So that's pretty much it.
Placement is dope.
But if you want, you can do your own placements if you got good enough connects.
What the hell is going on out there?
I don't know. It always feels ill when you shush another grown ass man.
No. We tell nigga to relax.
Yeah. But man, this is Drink Champs, man. We backstage at the Timbuktu concert. It's a surprise performance. Every time I've seen Timbuktu, every time I've seen him, he always brought up the War Report. He will always say how much this album means to him. So me and Capone haven't performed together in years. And this is our first time. And we're coming out. We're going to represent for him. I want to represent for Chi-Town and everybody, the energy out here and all the historic history that's been going on. So we're going to keep drinking and just have some fun.
For sure.
Don't like that in here, Capone. I ain't going
to
lie.
Tell me what to do.
Come on. That's
horrible.
That's
what I do.
Yeah,
you do what you do.
Go on.
You smoke cigars, I smoke cigars. You don't got no real cigars. I'm going to do what the cigar I do.
It's terrible right
now. All right, let me do what I do. I smoke cigars just like you, but do you got a real cigar?
That's Black and Mild, man.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. Right
you might as well just walk.
This is jail.
It's not going to jail. Look, I got to go to jail.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what people who smoke Black
that's
and Mild.
That's what I'm doing.
It's jail people, man.
It's not. You give me a real cigar. Give me a real cigar, I'm in. I don't have a real cigar, so this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yo.
There you got that. Take a flip?
Let me see. What is that?
I don't know, but it looks good. It looks like
a finger as well.
What the fuck is the difference? Hold on. What's the difference?
I don't know. It just looked like... I don't know.
But
you be hanging out in Philly too much.
This is Chicago too.
No, I'm talking about that shit. That's that.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away.
There's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.